So we're going to look at, I think, one of the most profound symbols within Passover, and that's the door. You know, in John 10, Jesus said to them, I'm the door of the sheep. Now, there's a lot of relevance to that, but it actually, the whole point of that was to point them back to Passover so they would understand what happens. The man of the house looks into the face of the lamb and slits its throat. Blood would run down on his feet and into the ditch at the foot of the doorway. This is in Egypt. He would take the hyssop branch with one hand to put blood on each side of the door. So blood would run down one arm and then the other arm. Yep. Finally, he'd wipe blood on the header that sprinkled down onto his own head. So you get it. There are four sides to that door of blood. There's four cups of wine or juice. There's four kinds of prayer. You pray over light, wine, the kadosh, and benediction. The most important lesson of Pesach or Passover is the power of the blood. The blood, the door, lets us enter in as sinners and exit as saints. Falling is temporary unless we choose to rebel. Now think about this. Satan was deceived massively. That's why he tried to ascend to become God. The blood is the only door to his throne. We're seated with him, not instead of him. Love opens that door. Love doesn't envy or want its own way or to replace God. Love wants to be one with him. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's what he did for us. The blood on every door is so crucial. Imagine coming home to find blood smeared all over and around your front door. You would know something serious was happening.
Right.
We get used to the story and miss the picture that the shadow is casting. See, that house is a grave. When the occupants come out in the morning, they're not dead but alive. What's that a picture of? Lazarus. Jesus. It's a picture long before it was going to happen. They have to eat all of the lamb, not because they're still hungry, but because you can't pick and choose the parts of Jesus you like and neglect the others.
Amen.
You can't come and go. It's not just their presence inside the house, but the presence of the lamb inside of them that keeps them safe. Death visits every house in Egypt. He takes every first son of Egypt. We're talking millions. But the lamb stands guard at the Israelite houses. Death doesn't examine their righteousness, their obedience, or passion for God. The blood, and the blood alone, prevents the destroyer from entering. When we sin, it's like leaving the house. Exactly like leaving the house. The destroyer is lurking. God is inviting us back to safety. That's the whole point. The blood, the door, the lamb. It's about his love for you and not your love for him. It's about his sacrifice for you, not your sacrifice for him. Focusing on his love for you keeps you stable. Right. It's hard to betray love. We can find lots of reasons to sin, but it's hard to betray love. Love is just overwhelming in all aspects. And coming up next, going to talk about the blood on the altar.